Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life. IIL.
Now, the subject of homework can be a touchy subject. It's the schoolwork that eats into our home time. I don't know anyone that really loves homework, but maybe we can think about it differently because it's not necessarily work at home anymore. Things are changing. Working from home hasn't become that unusual over the last few years. So a homework assignment, it's just sort of more of the same, more of the working at home. I had the opportunity to talk to Mr. George Walsh, head of primary at the International Institute of Lancy, or IIL, to find out more about homework and whether he could give us any advice to become more efficient with homework and to have better concentration. I spoke to him at the school. Now, it's always good to understand why when we have to tackle something that we don't necessarily love. So that was my first question to George Walsh. Why do we even have to do homework when we've just learned about a certain subject in class?
So I'd say that a lot of the students, even here at IIL, would ask that question. And a lot of the time, homework is put in place to help the students become secure in their knowledge. So as you can imagine, in the classroom setting, the students have a lot of guidance from the teacher, from their peers, and it's very much done in a structured environment. And teachers would set homework to verify that a student has understood what has happened in the classroom, whether they've retained that knowledge and whether they can reproduce it at home. But what teachers would find challenging is actually understanding whether the child can do that independently, especially if the children have had some help from parents at home. So it's about striking that balance about independence with the homework at home, the student completing it themselves, or having that intervention and support by the parents. So in answer to your question, why do the students have to have homework? It's the main reason is to give the teacher an understanding that the learning has been achieved, that it's been retained, and that the student can complete those concepts and those skills on their own independently. There are other reasons. For example, a student might be set homework to go into further depth or into further knowledge of that subject matter.
Talking about trying to set up a student for success, literally setting them up in the best possible space, mm-hmm. Have you got some top tips for how we could create a space that's appropriate for homework at home?
I think it depends on the child themselves. We even find that here in school. Sometimes you'll find children that find themselves more comfortable on the floor. They might find themselves comfortable sitting on a chair at a desk. So I think it's really about having a conversation at home, parents with each other, parents with their children, about what the best fit for that child's character is. Because we all think that having a quiet space with a desk in the bedroom is the most appropriate place to have a working space to complete homework. But in many families, that's evolved. It might be at the kitchen table where dad's cooking the evening meal, and they can ask questions. They can practice times tables. You know, homework takes many forms. So I think we need to move away from this desk space in the bedroom.
It's easy enough to say avoid distractions, but how is that done?
To be honest, I think that distractions, again, there's a lot of similarities in what we're talking about with homework and in school. There are often distractions in school. It could be building works that are going on outside the classroom. It could be noise. And I think that these kinds of distractions are a way of coping in life with the various challenges that we are faced with in our everyday work, even as adults. So I think having distractions at home isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's just that they need to be managed in an appropriate way. And if distractions become too much for a child to complete their homework in an appropriate manner, then it's time to take a break. So I think it's just common sense needs to be applied that, you know, if there is a young baby crying in the background and brother or sister is struggling to do their homework, that they may need to take a break.
Talking about taking a quick break, we'll be right back with Mr. George Walsh straight after this quick break. We'll talk about the carrot and the stick. Is it a good system to promise a little reward for doing your homework all the time? George answers that question coming up for Learn More on WRS.
Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life. At IIL.
We're back for Learn More, talking about homework today and rewards. I spoke to Mr. George Walsh, Head of English Primary at IIL, the Institut International de Lancy, and we were at the school, so this explains a little of the background noise. I asked Mr. Walsh if it's a good system to work a little and have a reward, work a little, reward yourself again, or is it best to do all your homework in one go so it's done, you can move on to doing something else with your evening. Here's George Walsh.
I'm a big fan of rewards, and that worked for me as a child, actually. I would always be encouraged to split up my homework into easy, achievable chunks, and that worked for me. Whereas my sister, she would be the first one to nestle herself away in her bedroom at the desk, that traditional way that we were talking about before, and she would get her homework completed so that she had the rest of the evening to do what she wanted. I think, as we've said, it all depends on the individual child, and what we would do here at IIL is have those conversations with parents during parent-teacher meetings about things that we've observed in the classroom and advise parents that your child in particular may benefit from having a few breaks, or your child is somebody that has a big out of school timetable of commitments and may benefit from getting that task done straight away so that they can focus on their other areas that they concentrate on outside of school. So it all depends on the individual child. Parents, I would encourage you to have those conversations in your family home and also with the class teachers to find out what the best approach is.
If you're a kid listening to this, kid, teen, student, and you struggle with concentration, who do you talk to first?
That's a really good question. I think there are many people for children and teens to talk to. I think for a younger child, maybe of 7, 8, 9, it's better to talk to an adult who will be best able to advise them around concentration, different methods, different strategies to keep focused. But for older children, teens, I think it's nice to reach out to peers as well and ask each other, you know, what works well for your friend, how they can learn from each other on having the best approach to concentration and focus.
This may be my last question to you. Do you do homework, Mr. Walsh?
I'm always doing homework. As the true professional that I am, it's always important for me to keep up to date with the latest subject matter in my field of my profession. It excites me to be always learning myself, learning new things on how we can continue to offer the very best for our students here at IIL.
Mr. George Walsh, Head of English Primary at IIL, there talking about homework. I think essentially I'm learning that there is no one way to just tackle homework, just that it needs to be done. And there are different methods of getting it done that suit different students. If you would like to talk more about homework for primary school children, or in fact any aspect of primary school education in Switzerland, then why not head along to the open day at IIL? You can join them for a virtual tour this month on Thursday the 31st of March. You do need to register on the website. There will be two sessions to learn about their primary school education. That's for children 3 to 11 years years old. There is a morning session at 9 a.m. and then a later one at 6 p.m. You can learn all about their English, French and bilingual programs. You can find links through our website under Listen Again and Learn More, or head straight to IIL.ch.
Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.